To the Cosmos Club, where we talk all things Cosmos. We tweet daily about what's going on, and then we invite interesting, fascinating, hardworking builders of the Cosmos ecosystem to spaces like these. And today, for the first time, we are so happy to see you from Apollo, to the club. Welcome.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much for inviting us today. We are so happy to be here with you guys, and welcome everyone. So, I will start with a small introduction about myself and the Apollo project. So, hello everyone, I'm Joe. So, by the way, I'm an analytics manager, so, crunching numbers and making sense of data. But by the night, I'm, Web3 developer and then NFT Deegan, so as most of you. My journey with Apollo starts back in the Luna days, when I initially started building bots for projects, so helping them tracking sales, doing those token gating. So it turned out a lot of people enjoyed and loved the work. So I found myself creating tons of bots for tons of projects. Back in the Luna V1, we had a lot of NFT projects and a lot of people, a lot of NFT collections. So my love for this space, I decided to start my own NFT project, which is the Cosmos Ape Club. We were about to launch. So, but we were about to launch weeks before the Luna crash, but it didn't happen. So it took us a few months to regroup and rebuild the project again. Then we decided to launch again on Chile 2. So it was a successful launch. And the idea behind the project and this experiment is a world model based about providing utility to projects. So we were if you are an NFT project and you want to join, you can just reach out to us. We will help you set up the Discord, set up the community, set up the tools and everything. So they got the interest of a lot of people. Even Duan here tweeted some of our tweets, so people love our work. That's when the idea of Apollo came from. So the community decided to told us, so why don't you just group all those tools and make them under one brand? That will help you grow and work on a brand. So it will be much, much better than making tons of boots, different boots for different projects. So we initially launched Apollo on Terra, but we quickly expand our reach on Juno and Stargaz. And over the past one year and a half, we worked to support different projects and different chains, and now we are supporting 7 chains, providing a wide range of features to all the Cosmos. And it's been an incredible journey for us.
Beautiful, man. And just for the uninitiated who hasn't been perhaps paying too close attention to what you guys are building and your journey. So Apollo is, the catchphrase at least, is the ultimate Cosmos NFT tool. You support various chains, Injective, Juno, Territory, Stargaze, Terra, of course, as you mentioned also. And really the way I look at Apollo, but I like to hear your take on this, but the way I look at it is that You have, for example, DEX aggregators like 1inch, for example, in the predominantly the Ethereum ecosystem, that their claim to fame was, aggregating all these different DEXs and, scouring for the best price that you could swap a token to and from. Really, Apello, the way I see it, but I'd love to get your take on this, is that it's a similar thing, but for NFTs. NFTs are obviously unique. You don't have it's a non-fungible token. It's not a fungible token, but you have this sort of overview of various different NFTs on various different chains, where you aggregate all these NFTs in a dashboard, in an overview. Is that a fair way of looking at it, or how would you say?
Exactly. So normally, yes, this is the goal. So the goal is, to make it like the place where like all the NFT diggers like from different chains can go and check, like if you are like collecting NFTs from different chains. So it's like a centralized place where you can buy them, list them, and check the sales, what NFTs are holding and things. So instead of going from one marketplace to another, checking notification, checking different ones and things, you can see them all in one place. Other than this, we also provide tools that helps communities grow, such as sales tracking. So people, they can keep an eye on the latest sales, volume and things from their Discord. Also, they can go to our website. They can see the top collections by, a date filter. Let's say the last day who's doing the best, the last 7 days who's doing the best, the last month, and etc. You can see also the latest sales. So you can filter if you are, let's say, you are a creator. You want to see what are the latest sales. What are the top sales of your collection, and many insights like this. Also, we are aiming to build like those. A dashboard where you can compare volume between chains. So let's say you are an NFT digger, but you are not from the Cosmos. You are coming from Solana or I don't know, whatever other chain, and you wanna explore the Cosmos. You wanna go. You, for sure, you will not like to go to a dead chain. The NFT chain. You wanna go where there is volume, where you can mint and sell and flip your NFTs for a good profit. So you need a place where you can get some insights, where you can see. Let's say we have Stargate, we have Passage, we have Territory, and more. You want to see what's the best chain, who's doing the best volume, who has like the top collections, most of the collections, most of the active people minting and trading and things. So it will help you decide where you can go and what it can get you, what you can, mint and or trade or whatever. So yeah, and also we provide some tools, as I said, to help people manage for creators and also for collectors. So let's say you are an NFT project owner, so you want to identify your holders, okay? You want to identify your holders, so you will need some tools to let you do this, in order for you to provide some like premium content, but you don't want to provide it for everyone. You want to just like provide it for your holders, and you want to make sure that they are your holders in case they sold the NFT or something. You just give them the right price to the right people. So yeah, we provide tools that will help you do this and identify people, and also clean when someone sells the NFT, he will not get access to those channels. We provide also some, as I said, some sales tracking things. We provide some premium tools. This is like based on the chain needs. So let's say on Stargate, they said like, "Oh, yo guys, we need this poll system to do this and this and this." Oh yeah, for sure, we can make it. We need the names verification. We need this. We need this. So we align on the need and we ship those tools. Okay, so it's like everything related to Discord and NFT. We can help. We can help with it. Yeah. So I guess that's all. And yeah, other than
Beautiful.
that, we are aiming like to make, Apello, it's like the easiest token gain, like both that you can see on all the Cosmos, because you link just your wallets once, all of them, and we check them all for you. So whenever you join a new server, whenever you, I don't know, you unlink a new wallet and you add a new wallet, you need just to click one button. So it's for creators to set up the bot, it takes like less than 5 minutes, and for people to verify, it's 13 seconds or something. So super easy to use, and yeah.
Beautiful. Talk to me about the problem that you're solving really for your users. Because the way I look at it is obviously you provide an overview, a dashboard, if you will. But what is the utility really for the user? What is the typical user that you have? Is it a complete degenerate NFT horny person that is just, overwhelmed with all the different NFTs he or she wants to buy, and he or she has lost overview? Or who is the typical user that you see of Apello?
Because I don't know if this is something that match what we provide, but what I can tell is what we aim to onboard and what we aim to collaborate with is we target more NFT projects, not users, because NFT projects can bring more traffic to our website, can bring daily users that they did check like every morning, every hour, every, I don't know, they will go there, they will see if they have like their if they have like, if they have this NFT listed that they are waiting for a long time, if they have any, they go to our NFT calendar to check what new projects are coming, so they will, mint and get some profit and things. So yeah, we really after, let's say, yeah, NFT diggers, but people, they are like really into NFTs, so like they are like talking NFTs all day and checking and things. So yeah, real diggers, real NFT diggers. I don't know if this answers your question.
No, I think it makes sense. And perhaps it's a bit of a self-explanatory question that I asked there. But let me ask you this then. Where do you see the NFT space headed? Because I think, I mean, in the last cycle at least, NFTs were just booming like crazy. Everybody jumped in, piled in, aped in, if you will. But now it seems to sort of plateau a bit, and it's not as vibrant as it was in the last cycle, peak of last cycle. Nothing is, of course, but it's still around, right? People are using it, people are trading it, people are buying it. It's not dead, at least, that's for sure. So I'm just curious to hear. Obviously, it's going to be around also for the next cycle, and perhaps realize or starting to realize its full potential. So just curious to hear from an expert like yourself. Where do you see NFTs headed from here?
What I can say is like if they I think that we'll have like we have a future for NFTs, like because we do have like some utilities for them like in real life, that let's say but this needs requires like projects to get in and people to keep building so we can get like more interest from more people, especially the chains. Chains needs to bring project collapse with like some big other projects, like let's say in real life, let's say we have I don't know, maybe a nightclub, I don't know, they can, let's say, do a collaboration where if you are a holder of this project, maybe if you get in, they can add the verification or something, you get a discount or something. So yeah, we can get a utility for them. Maybe the club can get like a percentage from the royalty revenue. Maybe they can get, I don't know, an X amount from the revenue of the project. So this is something that can bring, that can be used in real life. So I don't know, maybe events. So I saw like a few days ago a really beautiful utility of NFTs. So there is an event on Turkey, okay, Cosmos event. So what they are doing is you will go and you will buy your pass to this event. It's an NFT pass. So you buy it, okay, for a few, I don't know, dollars in the OmniFlex token. And I don't know if they support other tokens. I really didn't check much the app, but I love the idea. I keep this in my favorites to check it later. So yeah, you buy the pass, you go there, they verify if you are holding this pass. If yes, you go ahead. So there is no tickets, there is no nothing. So it's just an NFT that you hold and you go there. Maybe if you keep holding it, you get a discount later when they are opening a new event or I don't know whatever things they are planning to do. But yeah, this is a super good utility to for NFTs. And I think if they started to use it in real life, it's going to grow and get like much more interest than only people that, you know, for the, or other than the people that you know now. So it will grow, and yeah, we have a future for NFTs.
Real world use cases is definitely a big narrative, even that's coming to crypto. I think coming to crypto near you, I almost like to think of. I mean, we see real world assets growing like crazy across various different chains. Of course, especially Ethereum, where everything tends to start in crypto, but many other chains are piling in. Also in Cosmos, we have, for example, Provenance that we actually had on the space here, who's bringing real world assets to Cosmos and beyond. Treasure Net is also a good example. So real world assets and real world utilities, like you mentioned, the Omniflix tickets to Cosmoverse and other conferences. I mean, the use cases are just, you know, you name it, right? There's so many use cases out there. And speaking of Omniflix, who we also had on, by the way, recently when they launched the Omniflix TV. But talk to me about the space that you guys are operating in, because we talked about just now that you guys are essentially an aggregator of all these different NFT-focused chains and networks. But yeah, how do you see yourself in the space that you operate in? So are you sort of on top of all these different networks and chains focused on NFTs? Are you complementing them? Are you substituting them somehow? Like, where do you see yourself in the NFT space?
Exactly. So the place of Apelo in this NFT space is like, it's like serving NFT projects. So to help them like manage and grow the community. So you can tell that the project is big by looking at their communities. So you see active people on Twitter, you see people from their community doing things, providing some real resources and things. So what we do is we help them manage and grow this community, which is the base of each project. So that's the thing. So it's like we are with the NFT project, so we are not dealing with the chain directly, but we are dealing especially with the NFT projects and sometimes with the NFT marketplaces that we have. So we help them if they are missing some utilities, we help them building those utilities and onboarding. Like you can see like on Juno and other chains, like if you go to the events like sales listing, I think you will see if you click there, it will lead you to Apelo. So they are using us as to provide this service. So yeah, this saves them time, and you know, it helps both of the projects. So yeah,
makes sense. Talk to us about the roadmap that you guys have. Everybody loves to see a list of a roadmap packed with new features that they can get excited about. You guys had some pretty rough beginning with the Terra collapse. So I can imagine your roadmap has been shuffled around multiple times. But yeah, talk to me about what people can look forward to coming out of Apelo.
Exactly. So yeah, as you said, so yeah, we by the way, so our roadmap is like based on the community needs. So whenever we see a new need, some people they said like, oh, we need this thing, it will help us a lot. So if we see that this thing will help the community and will help the NFT deacons, we automatically add it to our roadmap and we work to ship it. And we are very known by the quick shippers there, so on the space, so we ship things, you know, real quick. So we build and we commit to ship things. So yeah, but our goal from day one is to make Apelo the ultimate Cosmos NFT tool. So we aim to cover all the NFT Cosmos chains and also everything that an NFT user may need, and make it the place every NFT digger would go for his daily NFT routine. So, you know, check volume, sales, new projects, whatever, trade and things. So, yeah. And I don't know if you mentioned what updates we have for people to announce, or is this something coming later?
No, you can do that now. That's now will be a perfect time, I think.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So, yeah, for our latest update. So yesterday we just pushed live our sales leaderboard V2, which has a better UI than the old one. So we keep the old one, but you can now navigate between grades and lists. We used to have only lists, now we have grade and lists. We also add some new functionalities like the top cell. Now you can see the top cell based on a date filter, so it's live for all the chains that we support. For our sales Discord board, now you will be able to see the accepted bids price, which used to have only this is an accepted bid. Now you can see the price from both the Discord bot and also the web app. Both of our Discord bots, by the way, are now verified. So they are verified by Discord. So we have this verified badge. So people, they are sure that our bots are 100% safe to use. And you can also find them on the Discord App Store. We are also working on some UI UX enhancements. We pushed some, so you will see some new stuff already on the web, on the website, and we are working on adding more. So our collaboration with the new UX UI UX designer. Yeah, and we have a major announcement. So I keep this for to I keep to make it to announce this on today's space. So I'm taking the chance to tell this to people now. So we are
We
introducing
we
new.
love Alpha on the club here. So people in general, they come here for all the Alpha they can suck out of the Cosmos Club. So anything is highly appreciated, Apollo.
Exactly. So yeah. So this thing will, this is something huge for all the token gaming bots out there. So it's something like new and we never saw it before. So as you know now, the process with our verification is you go, you look for the channel where you see holders verification, you go, you click the green button and you verify. So which is the most easiest way to verify other than going to a website or things like the other bots do. But now we are making it much easier. So now whenever you join a server, all you need to do is join the server. The Apollo bot will do his magic. So once you join the server, we will check if you hold any NFTs from this project. And we will, if you are holding NFTs, we will assign to you the roles and we grant for you access to those premium channels. So you don't even need to click the green button, which is something super new, super unique, and it will make the verification process much easier. And as you know, with Apple, you need to link your wallet only once. So and you can just jump from another server to from a server to another, and you will get your role without even knowing that you did that verification. So yeah, you will receive for sure a notification. But yeah, while making it for you much easier than looking for the channel, asking people where I will verify, how I will verify, and things like this. So yeah. This is the major announcement for our Apollo token bidding bot. So yes.
Beautiful, man. We love that. And that's pretty cool. I mean, it will make ease of use much better. I mean, the user experience in general is something that we need to work on in crypto. People are, I mean, native crypto natives. They have been adopted, right? They know how to get around. But if we are really to go mainstream, and if our NFTs in particular to go in mainstream, we have to work on the user interface and the ease of use. Some people are just lost. I mean, and for fair, I think there's a fair point also. Like, there's a lot to get around, right? You have to install a wallet, then there's something called private keys, then you need gas or tokens to pay the network fee, and then you can get this NFT for whatever reason that you want that. I mean, there's just a lot to unpack for a newbie, for someone who just came into Cosmos or crypto in general. So yeah, any help of for newbies is gonna be beneficial for the entire ecosystem, I think.
No. Okay, so yep. And
Talk
yeah,
to
that
me
also.
about the end game for you guys, perhaps. So we talked about the roadmap in the short term. We tend to get very caught up in the short-term timelines and short-term roadmaps. You know what's ahead of us. It's great to hear Alpha, like you just built, but talk to me about where you see yourself, you know, long term. Well, how is Apello gonna look like, 5, 10, 15 years from now? What is the end game essentially with Apello?
So yeah, so as I said, like the end game, and from day one, so the goal for Apello is to make it the ultimate NFT tool. So yeah, we may go outside the cosmos and make it like supporting other chains soon. That would be great. But for the moment, the goal is to make it the all-in-one tool for all the NFTs, which will be great if we can have our own marketplace, maybe our own chain. That would be something great. So it's gonna be like an NFT chain based. But yeah, this is something that we can see in the future, but you will never know. You will never know. So we will keep building and covering needs. So yeah. By the way, there was some one of the things that I was planning to do when the Nowhere chain left, and marketplace left. So I was planning to maybe it's time for us to go and launch a marketplace. But I was like, not that sure if it's the right time because Terra, the volume there is a bit low. So yeah, but you will never know what's coming to people. But yeah, but we'll be always chasing people's need and to coverage and provide support and help to make the NFT digger's life much easier. So yeah.
Let me ask you this: what chains are you considering adopting in the coming months? Because, as I mentioned before, you guys are compatible with Injective, Juno, Territory, Stargaze, and Terra. Cosmos obviously is growing. There's new zones coming on, not on a daily basis, but pretty often there's new chains coming live and getting IBC enabled. So yeah, what chains are you considering? Are you looking into? I'm not gonna hold anything against you. I'm not gonna come after you if you say something and it's not gonna happen. Just curious to hear what you guys find sexy out there in terms of integrating with your Apello tool.
Lovely. So yeah, currently we are working on onboarding passage. So we do have already passage on our sales trackers and our app and everything. So it's onboarded already. It's not there on the bio and the docs yet, but it's like people they can now use the app. Okay. We didn't make the announcement yet, but we're still testing, in case we found any bugs. But it's like almost done. We are chasing next after passage the Chihuahua chain. So yeah, and later we are after like every chain where we see the need. So if we have any collectors or projects from chains that they say, "Oh, yo guys, we need you here," we will jump and add this chain and provide all the support to those people. But currently, those are all the chains that I'm aware of. They provide support, and they have volume, and they have NFT collection, and they have a bit of a community. We are trying to onboard OmniFlex too. We are trying to get in touch with the team, with the core team. But yeah, so I think that's all for the moment.
I was about to say, now you mentioned it yourself, but OmniFlex seems like an obvious next chain to integrate with. They're doing a lot of interesting things, both with tickets, as you mentioned yourself, but OmniFlex TV coming out, and yeah, they're just killing it these days, if you ask me. So great to see that you guys are considering guys like that. Talk to me about how you see Cosmos being paramount, perhaps even to your success. I mean, I can imagine the synergies, right? The bigger the Cosmos is, the more chains you can integrate with and an index be compatible with, and the bigger Apello is going to become. Is that correctly a correct assumption, or yeah, would you disagree with that?
So I think that the cost, even it's a bear market for the moment for us, in the cosmos, But I think that we are growing like in a very good way. So I'm talking about the Cosmos in general. So we see like new projects coming in. I'm talking like mostly about NFTs. So we see like some new projects coming from different chains. We see some good volume like growing each day, like from mint volume to the trading volume. We see like new utilities and new UI, like people are working, like chains are working to, you know, there is competition. So that's what makes them like shipping and trying to be the best out there. So this makes us like grow and have like better products for new projects. So yeah, I think that, you know, Cosmos NFTs will be, you know, one of the leaders out there. So you will have people from all the world like knowing and hearing about NFT, Cosmos NFT projects. So you can see now that Bad Kids is like a super well-known project like from all the chains. So if you can speak to people from Ethereum collections or Ethereum DR, do you know about Bad Kids and like, you know, things like this. Other than NFTs, we also see like new projects and new builders like coming to the Cosmos. The only thing I see that the Cosmos is lacking is the, you know, the funding programs for builders. So, yeah, I know that it's a small chain, so, you know, small community pools and small things, but sometimes, you know, builders need funding because, you know, developing and working and dedicating your time to projects sometimes need support, especially to, you know, devs and working with tools, you know the charges that you have with hosting projects and things. So yeah, it would be great if we can see those funding programs from chains, like on each quarter they launch a funding program, they support the right projects. So this is a project that they are shipping. So to be eligible, you need to provide something. You are helping the community, you are helping the space in order to be a whitelisted and people, they will vote or something. So yeah, this gives people more, this will onboard more people and will encourage more people to build. And yeah, I think, yeah, most of the devs are now like, you know, too lazy to ship because they don't see that, you know, they will make something, like it's not profitable, you know, for the moment. But if you are like a long-term guy, like you are chasing, you know, you're not for the short term, you will know that there is a future for the Cosmos. So yeah, it's time to build.
Amen to that. So that leads me to the question on how we can help as a community. Obviously we love builders in Cosmos. That's how Cosmos will succeed, if people continue to build upon the tech stack that Cosmos has created for us, continue to ship new chains, new app chains, and install new zones that are IBC enabled. This is how Cosmos continues to succeed. But how can we help builders like yourself and Apello to become a success? This is obviously the Cosmos Club, so most people here, they would be a fan of anyone building in Cosmos. So what can we do for you guys to succeed?
I think like maybe, you know, those, as I said, like one of the major, you know, most important things are like those funding programs. So this encourages a lot of developers. So they will, when they will see the support is coming, so when you can see that, you know, somebody is like helping you covering the charges, like helping you like hiring people to develop and, you know, ship much quicker than doing it all by yourself. So this gives a lot a positive energy to ship and do more. So, you know, and also maybe, you know, providing like docs, support, maybe chains, like let's say whatever chain, maybe they need to hire people, devs, experienced people to be there on their Discord, I don't know, Telegram or whatever, so they can provide support to people, to developers. So as you know, for developers like me and all other developers, sometimes we really suck at finding, you know, solution for some bugs because the docs are not that much, you know, clear. We don't have sometimes docs, so it's just people asking people. So yeah, I think maybe we need to have people, you know, support. This is something that can be from the chain, okay? I see that some chains do it this order, and I'm super happy for it. And yeah, they are giving us some cool and great support. So yeah, maybe some events, that would be great, so you can connect with some good people, so you can see and, you know, bring claps and thanks. Yeah, not just spaces, maybe like in real life events. We want to see more of those events. Maybe like, you know, conference where people, they will introduce new things and talk, you know, teach people how these things work and how you can implement it, and, you know, provide more docs, more YouTube courses and things. So, yeah.
Definitely, man. And one thing that we can all do, either people listening now or re-listening to the podcast episode, is to go and on Twitter, join your guys' social medias, basically, to continue following Apello. Make sure to stay updated. We'll make sure to share updates that you guys come up with, of course. But we don't capture everything happening in Cosmos. It's becoming a big ecosystem at this point. So there's definitely things that we miss sometimes. But to do yourself a favor, anyone listening or re-listening to this, make sure to go on Twitter, Discord, etc., to follow Apello and stay tuned there. So yeah, Apello, is there anything that we left out? Is there anything you want to get off your chest, Joe, before we close this thing off?
I think we covered it all, I think. So I don't know if you have any other questions. If not, maybe if the community has any questions.
For now, there's nobody requesting to speak. This is typically how people show or say if they have any questions. But of course, if people have a question, they can always comment on the when we announced the space. They can comment in there, and people can jump in and answer questions directly on Twitter. That's normally what people do when they don't get a chance to ask a question, or they forget to ask their question during the space. They can always go on Twitter and comment on the announcement tweet that we did. So we'll of course make sure to highlight that after the space also.
Okay, so yep, that's it for my end, and thank you so much for hosting us today.
Definitely, man. I'm sure this is not the last time that we hear from you, and again, we'll make sure to keep the community updated on the progress that you make in Apello. Whenever you launch something new, we'll make sure to share it. So yeah, thank you so much, Joe, to come on tonight. At least it's night where I'm sitting, and yeah, looking forward to hear back from you.
Thank you so much, and thank you all for being with us today, and see you. Bye. Have a good day.
Take care. Ciao.
Bye.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy, before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments, red down pay. Got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known a politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss. And I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap. Yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy, before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Eats, tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few Z's, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats. And if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy, before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works. And we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We raping under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Channel Spaces.